A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
A lot happened over the weekend.
Oh, I know.
Including a little thing called Bathurst.
Yeah, we forgot about that. Really, I know. Didn't we? There's so much going on. You're like, oh, yeah, that thing's on.
Now, clearly, there were a lot of, you know, there were a lot of rev heads that didn't.
Oh, yeah, of course. They
were well and truly aware. So congratulations to Ford. Well, actually, it's a little bit of a cloud of controversy, but well done to, it's got a Kiwi that won it for a start, Scott McLaughlin.
Oh, dear.
Mm. But that's not the controversial bit. Apparently, they're investigating his teammate, Fabian Coulthard, who is alleged to have slowed down the rest of the field in a safety lap.
How?
Well, just like because he was second and he just held everyone back.
Right, he was also in the race.
Yeah. Because they drive as teams. And so there's the allegation is that he was holding the rest of the field back while his mate was...
Right, so he was cutting them off kind of thing.
Yeah. But his claim is that, obviously I didn't know there was an accident at some point. I didn't know where it was. And also there was claims of there being some engine issues at the time. But I don't know. a lot of controversy.
Very convenient, doesn't it?
Perhaps. Anyway, it seems like, well, one thing, as a Ford boy at heart, pleased.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're judging me because of that, are you?
No, I just didn't see you as a cars man.
Well, not really. But, you know.
If I had to choose.
Well, that's what it comes down to, you know. There was a time growing up in the 80s, you did have to choose.
Yeah, true. I forget how old you are sometimes.
I don't know how to take that. I'm going to process that. We'll come back. You know how they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day?
Yes, they do.
I don't know if it's necessarily true or not, but that's what they say. Mm. In an effort to encourage people to eat a less sugary breakfast, Marmite, you know, that other yeasty spread, the English yeasty
rip
spread.
The rip-off of Vegemite, let's admit it.
Okay, maybe, I'm not sure of the veracity of that statement. But anyway, Marmite are on the hunt for the brand's biggest haters. In the hope that they can convert them via hypnosis. Now, Marmite haters...
Is that legal?
Well, if you submit to it, yeah, if you agree.
That's funny.
I don't think it extends around this far, but Marmite haters are encouraged to answer some questions on their website in the hopes that they'll get transported to London to watch a video that Marmite believes is so powerful that it can't be distributed widely or viewed by anyone under 18.
Oh.
And they'll also have a hypnosis expert who's there part of the process too. That they are thinking will convert Marmite haters.
What's in the video?
I don't know.
It scares me a little bit.
Oi, Marmite, there's an entire nation over here that are ready to be hypnotised, but I don't like your chances of convincing any one of us.
Take your pick. We've got our Vegemite. We don't want your Marmite, so you can pick from a whole country worth of people.
That's right. We see your Marmite. We raise you a Vegemite. You've got about as much chance of getting us to support the English cricket team. Just quietly.
We challenge you.
Yeah.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
What am I? It's not a who am I, it's a what am I today. So it's a...
You're a thing.
A thing, it's an event.
You're not a person.
It's probably the nastiest thing you've said.
You're not a real person.
You're not my real dad. Chloe from Erskine is here. Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Now, we've got your chance to go and check out our preview of Zombieland. Double tap.
Yes, on Wednesday night, all thanks to Reading Cinemas in Mandurah. You can have it if you can guess what Darren is.
Okay. <All right. laughs> Before you leave me to try and answer that question, the clues I've given so far are I happened over the weekend in New South Wales, and I am an iconic Aussie motor race. Now, I have one more clue. Should I give that before we roll into it?
Do you need it?
Do you need another clue?
Oh, why not?
Go on. All right. One of my favourite sons was dubbed King of the Mountain.
Okay.
What do you reckon? What am I?
Bathurst 100.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think...
Most of it is correct.
Yeah, you might have undersold it number wise. Maybe chuck in another zero.
Throw in another zero.
Oh, sorry. Bathurst 1000.
Yeah, correct.
The Bathurst 100. That's the billy cart race they do, is it? I don't know. Anyway, Chloe, well done. Zombieland tickets for you.
Well done.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With the nickiest of them all.
Thank you.
Nicky Parkinson.
The 2019 ARIA nominations are out if you missed them last week.
Okay.
Tones and I has absolutely dominated with 8 nominations in total, including Song of the Year for this number one hit.
Well, that's not surprising. No. I mean, that's a song that's done pretty well for Australia, really.
Yeah, rightfully so, I think.
Yeah.
Also, artists who scored multiple nominations include Hilltop Hoods, mm-hmm. Thelma Plum, Amy Shark, and 14-time ARIA Award winner Paul Kelly.
Hey.
He's actually broken another record this year. He's the first artist in Aussie history to be nominated across 3 genres in the same year.
Wow.
So he's already won Best Classical Album because they announced that early, so they've already done that award. He's won that. He's also nominated for Best Blues and Roots Album and Best Adult Contemporary Album.
Wow.
All in 1 year. He's been a busy man.
I was going to say, they are 3 different albums.
Yes. fan favourites Guy Sebastian and the recently engaged Jess Malboy have been nominated for Best Male and Female Artist of the Year, respectively.
Right.
You can get in on the voting this year as well. Just Google ARIA Vote and you can vote for Video and Song of the Year. Now, Liam Hemsworth has been spotted holding hands with Aussie actress Madison Brown in New York. It's the first time he's been spotted with another woman since divorcing Miley Cyrus. Madison is well known for her role in The Dynasty reboot, which is on Netflix.
Right.
And, of course, Miley is getting cozy with another Aussie, Cody Simpson.
We are flavour of the month.
We really are, aren't we? Now, Jane Fonda has been arrested during a climate change protest in Washington.
Really?
The 81-year-old moved to D.C. to be closer to the epicentre of the fight for our climate and has indicated that she's prepared to get arrested every Friday for the rest of the year. She's part of the protest group called Fire Drill Fridays.
But only on Fridays.
Only
thank
on
you.
Fridays, thanks. Leave me alone for the rest of the week. And Nick Cannon has appeared on Ellen suggesting he would remarry ex-wife Mariah Carey after suggesting so in a recent podcast.
Obviously, I said I probably would never get married again because I'm still working on myself and trying to become a better man. That's what I said.
Okay.
And I said, but if I had to, I already been there. I know what that's like. I would go back home first before I would do it again.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't, you know, Mariah, she's fine. Everything's happy. We have an amazing co-parenting relationship. Our kids are so happy. So I'd rather just, you know, it's calm waters. Let's just keep
love
it.
That.
We got it, baby.
Absolutely.
Keep
absolutely.
It calm.
AKA she doesn't want him back.
Probably, yes. They were married from 2008 to 2016 and have 8-year-old twins, Munro and Moroccan.
Nicky and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.